Penguin Random House Audio presents Only Child by Rhiannon Naven. Read for you by Kivligan de Montebello. I have to keep facing the darkness. If I stand tall and face the thing I fear, I have a chance to conquer it. If I just keep dodging and hiding, it will conquer me. Mary Pope Osborne, My Secret War. The World War II Diary of Madeline Beck, Long Island, New York, 1941. 1. The Day the Gunman Came. The thing I later remembered the most about the day the gunman came was my teacher, Miss Russell's, breath. It was hot and smelled like coffee. The closet was dark, except for a little light that was coming in through the crack of the door that Miss Russell was holding shut from the inside. There was no door handle on the inside, only a loose metal piece, and she pulled it in with her thumb and pointer finger. "Be completely still, Zack," she whispered. "Don't move." I didn't. Even though I was sitting on my left foot and it was giving me pins and needles, and it hurt a lot. Miss Russell's coffee breath touched my cheek when she talked, and it bothered me a little. Her fingers were shaking on the metal piece. She had to talk to Evangeline and David and Emma a lot behind me in the closet, because they were crying and were not being completely still. "I'm here with you guys," Miss Russell said. "I'm protecting you. Shh, please be quiet." We kept hearing the pop sounds outside and screaming. Pop, pop, pop. It sounded a lot like the sounds from the Star Wars game I sometimes play on the Xbox.